So in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done for edification." So I'm here this afternoon to bring a teaching, and I just pray that you will be built up, and that you will be encouraged, and that you will be strengthened by this word. Okay? So we just want to pray before we start. Lord, thank you for being here with us and in us and amongst us. Thank you, Lord, for your word that does build up your church, bring encouragement, brings conviction, brings comfort, brings strength. You know what each of us needs, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for just being here, Holy Spirit, and the release of this word. I just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that each person here, including myself, will be touched and changed by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So when I was asking the Lord what he wanted to say to the church, I did hear perseverance. And it was confirmed when we were praying on Wednesday night together. Three or four people were praying about perseverance. And then this morning, actually, Jocelyn and I were praying. She didn't know what I was preaching on. And she started praying about perseverance. And I said, "That's the word." So the Lord has really highlighted this word, perseverance, and he knows that we need this. Now, I don't know if you remember the word back in December 2021, the Lord gave us the word, more darkness, more light. And in that word, he said that there was going to be more evil, more deception, more trials, more challenges, more testing, more tribulation, that there was going to be more persecution and more battle. Okay. But in that, that's the darkness. He said there was going to be more light, and he said to ask for more. He said, as you ask for more and seek more, the more that you're going to find, and the more that you use, the more that I'm going to give you, because you're going to need everything that I've given you. And one of the things that he said to ask for and ask for more is more perseverance. Okay. So Holy Spirit has really highlighted this, and this is what I want to go through with you using the word of God about perseverance. I want to talk with you and share from the word about what it is, about what are we persevering through, okay, why are we persevering, and how are we persevering, okay, and all of these things will really help you to continue to persevere, because I look around and I'm sure that every single one of you in your own way, in some every many different ways, are persevering through something, right? But I want to just say right off the bat, this is not only about persevering through life, persevering through tribulations and trials and testings and things that are going on in our own life. It's, you know, what I really want you to get is this isn't all about you. This isn't all about us. Okay, this doesn't end with the Lord helps us to persevere through our own circumstances. Okay, because we have been commissioned as the Church of Jesus Christ to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded. That is the commission of the Church of Jesus Christ. And if we can't persevere, we are not going to be able to fulfill the commission that has been given to us as a church. And not only that, even bigger than that, is Paul praises all the time for the church, that we will stand blameless before the Lord, that we will keep us, and that he will help us to stand blameless when Jesus returns. Okay, and in order to be able to do that, to see that happen for the church, holy and blameless, we need to be able to persevere. So I want you to understand, this is more of teaching, I guess, about perseverance. What does the word say about it? Okay, so let's take a look at what it, first of all, what it is. right? The biblical definition of perseverance. So this is amazing to me. So the word is hupumene. Is that right? Hupumone?
Yes.
Okay, close enough. Okay. So this is the word perseverance, okay, which is different than there's a word, it's macrothumia, right? Which is patience, that is more patience for people, the long-suffering patience for people. So perseverance, okay, this word is more persevering through circumstances. Okay, however, circumstances usually involves people, so I will suggest that we need both. But I'm going to focus on persevering through circumstances. You spell it H-U-P-O-M-O-N-E. Okay? That's a Greek word for persevering. Okay, so what it means, okay, listen to this. Patient enduring, endurance, steadfastness, a patient waiting for. Okay? And it means a constancy, okay? And what that means is constancy is the characteristic of a person, a man or a woman, okay, who is unswerved, like doesn't change or become weaker from our, we don't change from our deliberate purpose. Okay, so we have a purpose, a deliberate purpose, and we don't change. We don't change from it. We don't become weaker. Okay, we are deliberate and faithful and remain devoted to God, even in the and through the greatest trials and sufferings. Resolve, determined, committed, purpose in our heart. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, and I thought, wow, I need more perseverance. And this is what the Lord has asked. Ask for more, I'll give you more. We need perseverance in this season. We need more perseverance. The Church of Jesus Christ needs perseverance. And then, you know, one question I thought, okay, so who are we waiting for? Because one definition, a patient waiting for. Who are we waiting for? We're waiting for the return of Jesus, right? And then another question, what are we doing until he returns? Okay, you can all just ask yourselves, what are we doing? What are you doing while you are waiting for him to return? Okay, now I know, like on my heart, many people's hearts, on our hearts is what are we doing? We want to know Christ more and make him known. Right? We want to bring glory to God. We want to live for Jesus. We want to fulfill the Great Commission, the commission of the Church of Jesus Christ. Right? And God has put many things on your heart, those things that you are persevering for, that you are waiting for. Okay? And you need perseverance. So if you want to turn to John 16:33 in your Bibles, okay, you can turn to it, highlight it, write it in your journal. Okay, this is very important. We're going to come back to this a number of times. I'm going to read it from the NASB version. So Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." So who would agree that there's many things in life that cause tribulation, that cause stress, that life is hard? Life is hard. Oh, sorry, John 16:33. And you know, even being in and not of this world is hard. There's a constant stress there, right? You know, we're battling. We're battling with the world, with flesh, with our own flesh. We're battling with suffering and persecution, some of us, right? But Jesus says, take courage. I have overcome the world. So I want to define tribulation. So this is what tribulation means. pressure, oppression, stress, anguish, affliction, crushing, squashing, squeezing, okay, distress. That's what it means. It's like, this term is used throughout in the scriptures. It's like crushing grapes or olives, and you put them in a press. Okay, so you know, I thought when we are going through tribulation, and it's like we're being crushed and pressed, what is going to come out? Well,
what's inside?
Right? Okay, well, I'm sure we all want the character of Christ, the Holy Spirit, right? Okay, not flesh, not undealt with things, not all those things that are in our hearts that we haven't dealt with, right? That's why the Lord, this is the way Lord refining his church. This is one of the ways he does it. It's through these trials, these testing, these tribulations. Okay, because when something happens, then it's like, okay, when we react or respond, we know, okay, that there's something in there that the Lord wants to deal with, because maybe it comes out in a way that's not like Holy Spirit character, like Jesus would want us to respond, right? So that was just one thing that came to my mind in this definition of tribulation and the pressing and the crushing. One of the other parts of the definition said, tribulation puts a lot of pressure on that which is free. Tribulation puts a lot of pressure on that which is free. Free. Right? We're free in Christ, right? So when we're this is why we need perseverance, because when we're going through these things, and we're being pressed and crushed, and all of these things are happening. Okay, we're free. We want to remain free in Christ. We don't want to allow these things to put us back into bondage or cause us to take our focus, our devotion off of Jesus and what he's called us to do. Right? Are you okay? All with me? Okay. All right, so now I want to share a little bit about, these are the things God has put on my heart. Perseverance is very important to God. There is so much in the scripture about it. So these are just a few things that God has put on my heart, okay, about why we persevere. First of all, perseverance brings glory to God. Okay, so if you go to 1 Peter 4 and I'm going to just read verse 16 for the sake of time, but you can read on your own and maybe write down verses 12 to 16, because in there Peter's talking about suffering for God's glory, right? And he's saying we want to be suffering because we're suffering for Christ. We don't want to be suffering because we're murderers, thieves, evildoers. We don't want to be suffering for our own sin, okay? We want to be suffering for Christ. And then in verse 16, he says, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. But in the NASB, it says in this name. That's why when we're going through things, we want to have in our heart that I want to be a good witness for Jesus. I want to be a good example. I bear his name. People know that I follow Jesus. Okay, am I going to act like the world in these tribulations where we're going through? That's why we need perseverance, right? And remember that when we persevere through tribulations, it brings glory to God. When we're able to persevere the right way, the way God would want us to. Okay, the other thing is perseverance, when we are able to persevere, it proves our faith to be genuine and develops maturity and wholeness. So I'm going to read two scriptures. The first one is still in 1 Peter, 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. Okay, so Peter says, in this, okay, what is this? He's talking before that about we have a living hope, that through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, we have an inheritance that is incorruptible. It's waiting for us in heaven. Talking about Jesus, right? That's being kept. So this is what we have to look forward to. All right, so in this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, and I'll read one more scripture, James 1, 2 to 4. Okay, so James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Those who did the James Bible study know all about this. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance or perseverance, but let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So when we persevere and we're able to have perseverance, okay, what it does is these trials that we're persevering through test our faith, and our faith is proved genuine, and this produces patience, okay, which really in this word means endurance or steadfastness or perseverance, okay, so that we can become mature and whole and lacking nothing, okay. The next thing that perseverance, the reason why we persevere, so when we're persevering through these tribulations, okay, what it does is it develops our character. So if you go to Romans 5, okay, and Romans 5, I'm going to read verses 3 to 5. 3 to 5, yeah, Romans 5. 3 to 5. Okay. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. So when we go through tribulation, do we remember that the tribulation we're going through produces perseverance? So we need to remember that. It produces perseverance, and the perseverance produces character. Whose character? The character of Christ, right? And character hope, okay? And this is the good that comes out of tribulations. That's why Paul and Peter, they say, you know, rejoice and glory in tribulations. And people go, what am I supposed to be rejoicing in this really hard thing? No, you rejoice in the outcome. You rejoice in what God wants to do in it and through it. Through it. What he wants to do in us. What he wants to teach us. That's what we're rejoicing in. So you know, it's the good that comes out of tribulation, okay, of this pressing. That happens. It's God's way, like I said, it's God's way of refining his church. And so we can glory in these tribulations, in these really hard things that we're going through, right? Okay, so now the next is we must persevere to fulfill God's purposes. Yeah. Okay, this is probably the one that's most on my heart. Do you know, have you ever been in this place? I've been in this place many times, where God puts you in a place where the only path that you can see, the only way that you can see to fulfill his purposes, okay, is to go forward and to look up. Like you cry out to God because there's like nowhere, there's nothing else to do. There's no way to go. You can't, and this is, I'm talking about those who have in their heart, okay, that, you know, God has given me a purpose and he has a plan, and I'm going to press through into that. Okay? And God sort of brings us to a place sometimes where we're just like, there's no option to go back. Like, going back is not an option. I thought of that song. What's it? No turning back. Okay, there's no turning back. Yeah, and so, like, we have to persevere. We have to persevere because it causes us then to choose that we're going to continue no matter what. No matter what is facing us, we are going to keep going. And we're going to keep relying on God. When I sold the house. Yeah. If I can make it brief, I guess. So, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, so we've been in that place as a church, right? And you know, we had the house out on Highway 7, and we had the church there and the healing center there and the restoration center there, and we lived there. So there's many things that going on. And then, I don't know, this is just what's coming to my mind. God wanted us to move forward, right? He wanted us to move into the city and to start Houses of Light, okay? And so the only way to do that, okay, was actually to sell the house, to burn the ship. And that's what, you know, that was, it was just because God put that on, like, on many of our hearts, like, to burn the ship. We burned the ship, meaning we had to sell the house to do that and move into the city and start Houses of Light. And there was no going back. Right? It was like I remember preaching a sermon called The Promises, and it was about, like, we're standing on this threshold, and on the threshold there's lots of pressure there, right? And that you know, there's things when we're standing on this threshold and we're like, there's no option to go back. And yet, you know, there's things that can oppose us from moving forward, like fear and doubt and all kinds of opposition and blah, 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 right? And all this stuff, right? But God, you know, like, he is the one who gives us perseverance and helps us to persevere and say, I'm going to take that step of faith forward. And that's kind of where we were at, and that's what happened. And then, you know, some of you know the rest of the story, and here we are. And so we needed perseverance then, we need it now. Like, we need always more and more. We're going to need more and more. I just thought of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Like, there was no way. Like, there was no turning back. You know, God, if you could take this cup away from me, he said it twice, but not my will, but yours be done. That's what we have to get in our heart. Not my will, but yours be done. Okay? So we can continue to persevere. And then, like I said earlier, the other reason why we're called to persevere, okay, is so that we may be blameless until Jesus returns. And like I said, Paul prays for the church just a lot. He prays for the church that we will live pure and blameless lives. Okay, so I want to look at go into some scriptures that clearly tell us how do we persevere. Because this is only possible with God. It's only possible with knowing who he is. It's only possible with knowing his promises, who we are in Christ. Okay? It's only possible with making a decision to love and follow and obey and live for Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's only possible if at the Church of Jesus Christ, we say with our whole hearts and all our lives and all our beings and everything we are that we are the Church of Jesus Christ, and we are going to commit to following Jesus and live for him and see the commission that he commissioned us to be fulfilled. And he goes into more detail on it in Mark 16. But you can read about it in Matthew 28 if you don't know what it is. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded. And Jesus promises that he'll be with us. That is the commission from Jesus to the Church of Jesus Christ. So how do we persevere through all these things in life and things and tribulation? How do we do that so that we can fulfill what Jesus has commissioned us to do? So the first verse is to go back to John 16:33, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. Okay? So Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous. Be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Take heart, courage, be of good cheer. Okay, so there's things that just jump out. I mean, you can look at this on your own, but for me, okay, so how do we persevere? Remain in Christ. Abide in Him. Focus on Him. Spend time with Him, spend time in His Word, develop an intimate relationship with Jesus. The next thing that jumped out was be courageous. Okay? Be courageous. Be confident in Christ and who you are in Christ. Be undaunted. Like that's where like commitment and purpose in your heart. Okay, that you're not going to give up. Don't give up. And be filled with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, right? When we have joy of the Lord, I mean, we just, like we're victorious, overcomers, and we have joy, and we get strength, and, you know, it's like the sense of, you know, we can stand and leap over a wall, like Paul says, and we can do anything, like in Christ, right? And the other things that jumped out were, again, Jesus says it again. He said the courage twice and be of good cheer. So seeing things from God's perspective, remembering the word, like what jumped out for me, remember Romans 8:28, where God says that He will work together all things, okay? He will work good in all things, okay, for those who are called and love Him, right? I'm paraphrasing. Mary has said that. Mary said that once to me when I thought the world was over. I was just going to die. Just kill me. It was a really hard thing that was going on. And Mary says, he quotes Romans 8:28 to me, and I'm like, but it was right. It was true. His word is true, and He is faithful. So the next scripture to take a look at, if you go to Hebrews 12:1-3. Okay, so again, we're looking at how do we persevere. Okay, we always go to the word. The word has everything. Wisdom, direction, it tells us everything. We don't need to go anywhere else. We don't need to go to anyone else. We go to the word. So how do we persevere? Jesus is the example, right? Says, therefore, since we also have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let's rid ourselves of every obstacle and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking only at Jesus, the originator and perfecter of the faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, there's so much in there. But rid ourselves of every obstacle and the sin. Take a look at we each have to take a look at our lives. Take a look at our lives. Take a look at the condition of our heart and our lives, and get rid of those things that are not from God, and allow the Holy Spirit to show you and allow Him to help you to get rid of them. Run the race, like persevere, run the race with endurance, and looking only at Jesus, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, focused on Him. Okay, I mean, he looked at his purpose. He knew His purpose. He knew what His Father in heaven had called Him to do, and He was going to accomplish that, and that's what He was looking at. So that's what we have to look at, right? Look ahead. Look ahead at the people who are lost, who need to hear about Jesus. People who are going to hell, who need to hear about Jesus. look at the brothers and sisters, right, who need direction and wisdom and be taught, be discipled, to obey everything that Jesus has commanded. Like, think beyond ourselves, the bigger picture. Like, there's joy. There's no greater joy in seeing disciples, our disciples, walking in the truth. When we disciple people and then we see them, you know, walking in the truth and following Jesus and living for Jesus and then getting another disciple and teaching them and like, okay, there's nothing better than that. There's no greater joy, right? And then we think even beyond, like I said. There's no greater joy than thinking about, you know, what, where, who are we going to be with for eternity, right? So these are the things that are that really help us to persevere. And then the last one is Hebrews 10. Now, when you're on your own with the Lord, you can read verses 19 to 39. Those of you who are taking notes, this is a call to persevere, okay, in Hebrews 10, 19 to 39. So I'm just going to pull out some direction from the Word. Okay, the word teaches, right? So I'm not going to have to go into any great explanation about it. I'm just going to read it. Verse 22. Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting Him. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Verse 23. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Okay? Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Okay, and then I'm going to read verses 35 to 39. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. This is what we need. Patient endurance, what is that? Perseverance. This is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. For in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away. We are not like those who turn away from God to their destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. We are the faithful ones. We persevere, remain devoted to God, remain focused on Him. Faithful, obedient. Yeah. So I just wrote like a declaration, and I just want to declare it out, and you can agree in your heart. So you can say amen. Okay? Church, do we need perseverance, steadfastness, constancy, patient endurance? Yes. There is a great reward waiting for those who are able to patiently endure trials, suffering, and persecution, remaining steadfast in our faith. Jesus, church, will you answer the call to persevere? Will you make a statement of faith? Will you make a statement of faith in your heart right now, out of your mouth? I will answer the call to persevere. Okay? Can you agree with me and declare that we, the redeemed, will not partner with the enemy or the world, even in the face of trials, sufferings, and persecutions, even unto death? We will persevere. We will remain steadfast. We will patiently endure all that comes our way. We will remain faithful to our King Jesus. We will remain obedient to the commands of our King, accomplishing the Great Commission given to the church by our King Jesus in Matthew 28. And remember that God is for us, that we are victorious in Christ and we are overcomers. Remember that. And we have the same Spirit who rose Jesus from the dead in us. Who helps us all with all of this? The Holy Spirit. So that's all I have. Thank you. Praise the Lord.